I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, my name is Dave Hughes and I've got a problem. Yes, one of my problems at the moment is I'm drowning in information. I'm hooked on my phone from morning through to night. I cannot get off that stupid thing. The other day I was at the urinal and when I left the urinal, I looked down and my legs were soaked in urine because I'd been looking at my phone and not realising that my splashback had been coming onto my jeans. It's disgusting. I drive around looking for red lights so I can Google shit on my phone. I've had a gutful. I am getting off the grid. Someone is going to have to help me do it because I'm done, guys. I'm completely done. But before I do that, Australia's got a lot of problems. We've got to solve them all. Let's get on with the show! Problems and turn them into real solutions, but I cannot do it on my own. I need four legends to do it with me, and here are the four legends involved. Ryan Fitzy Fitzgerald! Claire Hooper! Luke McGregor! And Michelle Lurie! Absolute pleasure to have you all here. Michelle and Luke, you've both done the show before and you came back and I appreciate that.
Oh, no problem. Thanks for having us back. We were walking past, so it's good to...
I feel like with you, Luke, you come here to solve other people's problems but you leave with more problems of your own. Now, you two are new. Claire, you're doing a baking show, obviously, on Foxtel, which has been going for quite a while now, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. We've got a good run. You wouldn't think there'd be so many different cakes you could make.
Well, yeah. And you do a very good job on that show. And Fitzy, you obviously are an all-round superstar.
Yeah, and Nova, where I work, is right next door, so that's why he's just called me over as well, because I was walking past with Luke, so...
Guys, let's get the show started because there's a lot of problems and they're serious problems and we need serious solutions, OK?
Yeah.
Here we go. This is the video problem.
Ooh. Hey, Husey, it's Jess from Brisbane and I have a problem. My husband is often on the computer at home at night playing computer games, and I feel he'd rather be doing that than spending time on the couch watching TV with me. He's doing it right now. Husey, can you please help me with this problem?
Well, we can speak freely here because he's not watching us.
And if we're speaking freely, he's not playing computer games, he's masturbating. Oh!
That doesn't last all night, all right? So...
Talking of that, because in our house, and my father never had any video games in our house, but I had one arcade game with a couple of mates. We bought it when we were teenagers and we had it in the back shed. And there was a game called Hyper Olympics. It was like track and field.
I know it.
And to run really fast, you had to, you know... But if you would walk in and someone was playing the game and they were playing from behind, you would see... They were like that. And it was like, dude, I'm right. So I've never played since.
But if you are caught masturbating, you can say, I'm just doing track and field.
Yeah, there you go.
I just won the world, not the world record in the 100.
If he is just masturbating, though, can't he do it on the couch while his wife watches TV?
Back when I had a girlfriend, no biggie.
It can happen again, Luke.
Congratulations on that again. Yes.
Was that in a video game?
Or no,
it
was
that. It's a real one.
It's a real one. Anyway, sorry, made myself sad. No, Joe, sorry. But, like, I'd be playing games and then she'd go out.
So you're a gamer?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
What's your big one? What do you like playing?
At the moment, I'm playing Nintendo Switch. Dark Souls.
Do you play it on your own or do you play it with people from around the world?
You play it on your own, but you can summon people to your world to help you fight a dragon.
Wouldn't you much rather your boyfriend was masturbating?
Have you ever weed in a cup to stay in a game?
No, no, but then with a Nintendo Switch, I guess you could just take it to the toilet and then just keep going. But my rule was...
Have you ever taken it to the toilet?
Oh, a Switch? Yeah, of course. But no, my rule was if my partner was... If she went away, if she left the house, and then if she came back, I couldn't still be on the game, so I would just throw the controllers and start doing sit-ups.
So what's the solution here? Should she join him or is there another way to do it?
I think they have to pick a show and a night and go, OK, let's watch...
Hughesy, we have a problem. That would be good.
Hughesy, we have a problem. Yeah. And let's make that our show that we watch together.
How about she lures him back into the bedroom so they can have some actual relations because they're a married couple and he can get away from that. And there's one...
She didn't say that was a problem. Mm. They're probably banging every night.
Yeah, that's right. Get off that joystick and jump on this one, you know?
Wow! There's a solution. Let's move on. Here we go. Samira in Lismore has emailed this problem. Hughesy, I've got a problem. I've spent the last 8 years studying to be a doctor, but now that I'm practicing, I realise I hate it.
Oh.
I would quit tomorrow, but my dad would be devastated. He's proud that I'm a doctor and brags about it to everyone. Should I change careers and risk disappointing my dad? Help me, Hughesy.
That's a good point, because I feel like uni, because it's a big commitment studying something at uni. You should get, like, I mean, without killing anyone, a little bit of maybe a week as a doctor before you have to study it. So you go into a hospital and they're like, all right, so we're gonna perform heart surgery now. I'm like, okay, cool. And then you decide whether you want to do it as your subject.
Double in year 10, work experience.
So you get blood all over you and you're like, you know what, I think I'm going to give him this.
Here's my suggestion. When I was young and out of work briefly, my friend got me a job doing phone sex. And when I told my mum about it, she was so disappointed that ever since then, any job I get, she's like, it's not phone sex. Do you know what I mean? Like,
I thought I recognised your voice, Claire.
How long did you do it for?
I did it for 3 weeks and then I got another job.
Did you have a go-to line? Was there one line that you used over and over again?
I've just had a shower. I'm only wearing a T-shirt. Yawn. Easy. Phoning it in.
Normally you want to close the sale really quickly, don't you, if you're in sales. But for you, you want to keep the sale going.
Yes.
Because by the minute, I imagine, isn't it?
Look, you do get bonuses if you keep people on the phone for a long time. But if you weigh up the bonus for the effort, you're always going to prefer to get like an 18-year-old that only needs 2 minutes of your time. And then you can get back to reading your magazine. I don't want the bonuses.
Did you recognise any voices?
Like, no idea.
Uncle Gary, come on, mate.
I'm just thinking Samira could kind of kill two birds with one stone in that... So you're working at home doing phone sex. She could get up every day, put on scrubs and do phone sex and her dad would be none the wiser.
And you know what? When she's describing acts, she's got the correct terms to use.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
Dad can still think she's a doctor, but she can actually be doing
and
something
And she can be a dirty doctor. You know what I mean?
There has to be a market for that. Yes, 1-800-DIRTY-DOCTOR. Samira speaking. Yes.
And she, because then she can actually say, and seriously, you should actually get that checked.
The solution for Samira is to become a phone sex worker.
Yes.
Well, let's hope Dad's watching this.
Solved another problem.
We've solved it, no doubt about it. We're doing such a good job. Whoa. You did work in a brothel, didn't you?
As a receptionist, mate, back off.
All right, we're going to move on. Can you put your hands together and welcome to the set the former Tasmanian senator and current legend, Jackie Lambie? Great to have you on the show, Jackie. But what is the issue for you today, Jackie?
So my issue is that those women out there that are 40-ish and over, there is a massive dry,
drought.
It is a man drought out there. It's either, I'm not sure why, but they really, whether they're going for people younger, but I'm telling you, we're on man droughts. It's got to a point now on our Friday nights, we don't want to go to the bar, we just want to go and have cheese and wine with each other. and have way too much wine and then put down the men and then move on with the next day.
Literally put down the men? Or
Well, we might as well, mate. Either way, we're not getting any bloody action.
So
out
you're
of
saying the men are useless. They're not. It's not even worth trying because they're not doing what they should be doing, which is hitting on, in a respectful fashion, beautiful women like yourself, beautiful, intelligent, successful women.
Or is it possible, Jax, that you're too pissed to know?
Maybe that's what it is.
I mean, you look stunning. You're looking foxy as hell. And maybe you're out and about of a night time and you just don't know. Is it an Uber driver? Is it a man trying to crack onto me? I don't know, I'm too blind. Is that possible?
Oh, well, come on, it's not an AA meeting.
I
know a number of very successful, attractive women who are over 40 and getting no attention from men. Successful men who are over 40, get attention from women.
And there are a lot of single men in that age group, but a lot of them are divorced. Don't you think? And I feel as though their self-esteem has taken a battering.
Are you on the men's side here?
A little bit, I am. Well, they're divorced because they're dickheads.
Is it okay that maybe one night you can maybe approach a man and do it yourself?
Whoa, controversial.
You get out of your stall, please, and get up there.
I tried that tactic with the men and they run a mile.
But I've seen you go to war zones. Like last year, you were in Syria?
So I can take rounds, but I can't take men. Go figure.
I think even the men of ISIS were running away from you.
I don't want to be presumptuous, but is it an issue of being too fussy? Because, look, I mean, are you asking for too much? I married a man who didn't finish high school, didn't have his driver's licence, had a huge amount of debt, came from New Zealand. Dream big, lady.
In the past, it's simple. It's only three things I'm looking for. The man does not need to talk very much.
Yeah.
He's got to have the full package between his legs.
Yep.
Oh. And he's got to have heaps of cash.
Yeah.
Right. Now,
when you say
you
the
know,
full package,
there must
are we
be 99% saying... of Aussie men out there that have that, surely.
We're going to help you out tonight. Yeah, and you never know when you're going to find the love of your life.
That's true. One morning, you're going to wake up and that's going to be the day, Jackie. Going to be the day. It could be today.
It could be right now. We're going to bring three men out. We are going to do it. We don't care. We're doing it. We're going to bring out Mitch. Come on, Mitch, come out. Here he is, Mitch.
Yes.
Mitch, you're a 44-year-old, and what else have you got going on in your life?
So, yeah, mortgage broker, recently moved to Canberra, which people think's really weird.
Did you realise that Jackie has left Canberra now?
It's always the way. I always miss them.
All right,
the
and you're single. You're single, and you're ready to possibly find the love of your life.
Absolutely.
All right. We'll just bring out Matt, number two. Matt, come out, Matt.
Hi.
Hey, Matt. How are you?
Matt, you're a 39-year-old. You're a lawyer. Is that true?
That's true.
And what movie have you seen seven times?
I haven't seen the movies, but I've read the Harry Potter book seven times.
Oh. Mm. Okay. So he's pretty good at magic.
And he's got a massive wand. So.
Number three, bring out Tim Simmons. Whoa.
Okay, Jackie, well, I've made my choice.
Tim's just been booted off Love Island.
Yeah.
Well, he may have. Tim, how old are you, Tim?
Old enough to know better.
I believe you're 25.
Yeah, 24.
Right, and you're a plumber.
That's correct.
And apparently you like romantic walks to where?
The bottle shop.
Yeah, great.
That'll come Jackie. My Friday nights out.
We're going to see you with three dates and you're possibly going to find the love of your life before the end of this show, all right? Mitch, you are going to take this beautiful woman wine tasting. There's some Pinot for you. Yeah, all right, so...
And glasses.
And Tasmanian. Look at that.
All right, Matt, you are going to use your lawyer nous and play some Scrabble with this woman.
That's riveting.
And Tim, you are going to pretend you're doing some plumbing and you're getting down real low and do some yoga with... All right, so you take those. The three of you are going to go off into the green room. You up for this, Jackie?
Yeah,
okay.
Right.
We're going to do some speed dating and by the end of the show, you're going to pick a man, all right? And you are going to... I think it's exciting.
I'm very excited. And Tim, I've got some pipes that need looking at.
Lovely lady for three of the best dates of her life. Here we go. Off they go. Come on, Jackie. Follow them up. we come back, we're going to talk annoying hobbies. Susie, we have a problem. Come back, please.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome back to the show where no problem is too big or too small. Before the break, we sent Jackie Lambie off with her three dates. They're in the green room right now. You're seeing body language,
weird
guys.
Body language.
Between her and Mitch from Canberra.
She's like, her body language is like, leg, you know, legs crossed into him and he's in escape mode.
Well. I mean, to be fair, I'm assuming the camera on them isn't helping them relax into it.
And it's intriguing to watch that, so...
Yeah.
I can see why people stare through other people's windows. Well, let's move on with the show, though.
Hi.
So, you all aren't perfect. Claire, you have a problem. What is it?
OK, look, I'm not proud of this, but I very rarely throw physical adult tantrums. I once smashed up a hotel room. Like a rock star or a toddler. Oh.
With the Rolling Stones.
Yeah, the show had gone really well.
Your dealer had run out of crack.
The parent version of that. My young daughter wasn't sleeping very well. She's waking every 2 hours.
Yeah.
And I just kind of felt the stress building up in me, but I was being really cool about it, and then suddenly I snapped. And I threw, like, I was just looking for throwable things, and I picked up the lamp, like it was a big one with a bulbous ceramic base, and I was like, that'll be good, but it was plugged into the wall, so it was like... popped out of the wall and I threw it. You know when it's in a movie, the person who loves you will gather you in their arms and, like, soothe you like a wild horse. You know, right? And I look over and my husband's in the other corner of the hotel room, like, maybe the baby will get it. I'm just doing nothing. I had to yell, why aren't you stopping me?
So he got in trouble because you wrecked the hotel room.
Yes! It's your cue. Oh. I've thrown a few things in a hotel room. Now you love me because I am beautiful when I'm angry.
Have a tantrum room full of stuff you can throw.
Yes.
So you just walk into the tantrum.
Right.
Excuse me for 1 second, family.
You don't understand.
Into the tantrum room.
No, it has to be something valuable. Like it has to be like, oh, I've smashed my mobile phone because my husband made me late for Medicare because, you know, it was a Saturday and it closes at 12 and it was before I had the app on my phone. But I was like, look, we've got to go to the shops anyway. We'll get there in time for Medicare and I'll get my rebate. And then we turn it, but like right before
Why
we left the house.
Late.
I just have to go to the toilet. And I was like, all right, keep it quick. And then we got in the car and we were late because he did number twos instead of number ones.
Oh.
And then we were late. And we got there just as they were closing the roller shutter. And I turned to him in a public crowded shopping centre, threw my phone on the ground and went, we would have made it if you hadn't done a poo.
Oh. He does a podcast, your husband, with Harley Breens. And he said something about you in the podcast. There's an actual voicemail from your husband.
I was just being very clear about the punctuation.
Let's have a listen. Her doing an adult tantrum via voicemail, but thinking it's going to go to text. Have a listen to this.
Oh, my God, you motherfucker. I listened to your podcast. Do you know nothing about me? Question mark. Everyone shits me in interviews by thinking that's how my thyroid was diagnosed. Full stop. I knew I had a thyroid condition for 5 years. Full stop. And everyone thinks it was diagnosed on television, comma, even my stupid husband, exclamation mark. You will definitely issue a retraction on this story, comma, mate.
I'll have you know, Hughesy, that I was very angry, exclamation mark.
I was going to give you this to calm you down as an adult. Will it fit? I don't know.
Depends on where you're putting it, I think.
You can put it up his bum, then he can't poo when you go to Medicare.
Maybe that's the solution. All right.
Well done.
Give it up. We've got a solution. Thank you. Our next problem comes from you, Luke.
My problem is Lego. I really like building Lego and...
You still do?
Oh, yeah. and I'm running out of room. Like, I build it and I'm like, that looks cool. And then I'll put it somewhere and then I'm like, great, can't wait for the next Lego thing. And then I'll put that somewhere and eventually I'm I've got Lego everywhere, and now I'm out of spaces.
Let's have a look at your Lego. This is Lego from your house.
That's a build.
How long did that take you to build?
Oh, it's a couple of hours, I guess.
Yeah, right.
And can I just say, you know what's really sweet? Me and all the other mums in the room just went, ooh.
Yeah. I wish I had someone to show. Yeah. I'll call you from now on.
We're so used to encouraging someone about their Lego. Yes.
Does that sit on your table?
That's on the sort of dining table, so that has to get moved whenever we eat.
Yeah. All right, let's move on to the next one. That's Millennium Falcon, is it?
Yes, that's on the coffee table.
That's a complex one.
That took a couple of days. Yeah. And to install the, oh, my God, I had a mental blank about what it's called, the warp drive. I'm failing as a nerd. Eventually this comes to a point where you can't put stuff down. I don't want to break it up and put it away. And I know I can give it away, but I don't necessarily want to give all of it away because I really like it. And I guess, do I just stop? Because I'm out of room.
Now, we wanted you to bring up some Lego to the show. I actually suggested to the producers, just deliver him some and he'll make it. Mm. And they said, oh, no, we couldn't get him to do that. And I said, no, that will make him happy.
Yeah.
And when the Lego turned up, were you happy or sad that you had a task to do for the show?
I was pretty happy.
Oh!
So, look, that's the thing with Lego, with my sons, they're going through it now, and because they're so young, unfortunately, it doesn't stay like that.
No.
And when all the pieces come off and you mix them up, it's game over. You can't put them back together.
Well, yeah, it's really, unless you individually take off every single piece and put it back in the same box, it's really hard to give it to someone as an unthing. Why would you want to take it apart?
You've never taken Lego apart. You've always kept it together.
I've got the Big Ben Eiffel Tower and I had to put them in the cupboard and I had to take off some of the Big Ben because it was too tall.
Is it okay now for you to take that apart? Just for us, just say that you can do it. Can
but
you just start taking
really
it apart?
Long time to build. I know you like to smash stuff.
No.
Do you let Claire smash that with this as well?
Oh,
or
no.
Was that too much?
That's a bit intense.
Do you just have a hammer under the desk?
Well, I always have a hammer. You never know when one of the guests is going to attack.
If you want to,
can
you have
she smash it? It's for you to be able to live your life and not have your whole house filled with Lego that you've made. If you allowed Claire and you said that gave Claire the okay to smash that Lego, I think we would all feel better about life.
You have my permission to smash the Lego I built.
All right, here we go. On the count of three, guys, and when we come back, we're getting closer to find out if Jackie Lambie's found love. We're going to do my problem of the week, but on the count of three, Claire is going to smash the Lego that Luke built. One, two, three.
We would have made it if you hadn't done a poo! Oh. Oh. We'll see
you soon. Where are all these diseases that everyone is talking about?
Governments love pandemics.
And that was based on false information.
I was a climate change denier.
The conspiracy virus, examining two hugely prevalent conspiracy theories.
We must declare a climate emergency. You cannot leave it any longer.
There are so many individuals and countries who are profiting from what we're going through right now.
Search for 10 News First Person, wherever you get your podcasts to listen.
Welcome back to the show where a problem shared is a problem solved. And before we get to my problem of the week, we're going across to the green room again where Jackie Lambie is on her second date. This time she's with Matt from Bondi. They've been playing Scrabble. How do we feel about the body language here, guys?
Much better. Look at them both leaning into each other, laughing.
Whoa. She's just edged closer to get a squiz at his letters.
Yeah. Is he favourite right now, do you reckon?
Shouldn't you have given them Twister instead of Scrabble?
Yeah. She's just got a triple word score. He's hoping for his own score, I think.
Anyway, back to me and my problems. My problem of the week, which I talked about in the opening, I want to get off the grid, guys. I'm absolutely drowning in information. I'm sick to death of as soon as I wake up, I'm on the phone, just hearing about blah, 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 blah. Instagram, like looking at Francesca's photos. that's just one example, you know.
You don't have to do that.
I don't have to do it, but if it's Instagram's open and she's taken the time to take the photos... I prefer to be out in the bush on my own. With my family, they can come, but...
You've got to go somewhere where there's absolutely nobody,
yeah,
like a Nickelback concert or something like that.
This is a true story. I've started, like, putting my phone away, not looking at it. I'm not liking everyone's comments on Instagram. I used to suck up to people all day.
Okay.
WhatsApp groups, I don't care what my mates from school are doing, you know? I'm not spending half my day composing tweets so that they'll be impressed, because they're not. So,
OK, well, look, let's just do what we did last time, and let's give Claire your phone.
Yeah. This could be a good moment.
No, I don't want to break my phone. It's not about breaking the phone. It's about, like, I you know what I did the other day instead of looking at my phone? I read a newspaper, I'd gone back 15 years,
yeah.
And there was a story about an Amish family in the newspaper. True story. Here we go. This is what it was. It's these guys, meet the McCallums. They used to live in Queensland and they've decided to move to Tasmania to live Amishly.
Okay.
So wow. They have bought a horse and cart. Uh-huh. They're clip-clopping down the streets in Tasmania.
Yep.
They've got no electricity. They live off the land.
Okay.
And I used to laugh at people like them.
But, I mean, if you go Amish, how are you even going to know when it's auction day on the block?
You don't need to know when it's auction day on the block.
You know what? No matter how off the grid you go, you will still receive a phone call on the night of the block auction.
The buyer's advocate is on the phone.
Dave, I had this problem because when we finished... You know how phones now are starting to show you screen time?
Yes.
When we finished making Rosehaven, I was unemployed. And so from last week to this week, I got a notification that said, hi, your screen time has increased from by 570% since last week.
Wow.
And I'm like, that seems like a lot. So I've been doing the same. And the tip I was given was to schedule in your social media times.
So I've actually gone to 15 minutes a day of social media. Yes, absolutely.
Do you schedule it in?
I don't schedule in. And you know what? I'm even starting to miss that, like as in not even have that.
Okay.
I'm seriously giving it up, guys.
You feel better for it?
I feel so much better.
You're becoming Amish.
Do I look relaxed? I'm relaxed.
Mm. Yeah, you do.
I started turning off the radio in the car.
Yes!
Which is awkward because I make my living on the radio in the car.
Okay.
It can be a meditation time where you can look outside. There's a world there if we shut up the noise.
Wow, you've had a stroke.
I haven't had a stroke. I feel like I want to go Amish.
Oh.
I feel like
Dave,
I do.
That actually really suits you.
I feel like I want to go on.
Wouldn't it have just been easy to get earplugs?
What's going on?
Is that suiting
on here?
That's suiting me.
Wow.
Well, we're going to talk to a man now who has gone off the grid.
Okay.
His name is Rick Barker. He's from the Tillagerry Permaculture Farm. Can we welcome him to the show? Here we go. Come out here. Now, Rick, you have gone off the grid for how many years?
Partially off the grid.
Yeah, for how many years have you been partially off the grid?
About 12 years now.
12 years. So, for example, when our producers contacted you to say, can you come on Hughesy, we have a problem, did you know what this TV show was?
Man, I'm that far off the grid, I said, who's that?
I'm serious about getting off the grid.
I can see you're serious, yeah.
So you do not have a television?
Correct.
So what about electricity?
I've got electricity there, as I said, partially off the grid.
If you can show me how to run my PlayStation with solar power, I'll do it.
Now, I mean, Fitzy, for example, I know that you are thinking about getting off the grid. Where are you thinking about moving to?
Adelaide. Go back to Adelaide.
Claire, you're sick of the noise, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, I'm sick of the noise. I mean, I'm ready to join his cult.
Come on, it's such a rich... It's such a... Not you, I don't know you, sir, but it's such a rich white guy's privilege to go, I'm getting off the grid.
We don't need her.
I want to get off the grid, believe me. I've got too many people bloody depending on me at my house. Get me off the grid, please.
There's a starting point, the transition. It's virtually start at your backyard as far as providing some of your food and your water. I mean, your
my
shelter.
Backyard only grows deflated soccer balls and dog shit.
I've had a gutful, Rick. I'm joining you, all right? So I will come, all right? Do you want me involved?
We all need to be. This is past alternative now. This is imperative. It's almost mathematics now with the shift over. There's a tipping point. Tipping point doesn't need 90% of the population, doesn't need 50%. It's about between 17 and 27%.
For a bloke who's off the grid, where do you get these statistics from?
Can I just say that when you say, do you want me, and a man gives you an answer that long, he don't want you.
Rick, I'm getting my horse and I'm coming with you. Give it up for Rick. Jackie Lambie's on her third date. She's with Tim, the young bloke from Wollongong. They're yoga. They're doing yoga together. Yay! So that's the two of them. So what do we think there? We might have a winner there. So we'll find out. We'll find out very soon. So here we go. Yes or no problem first before we find out the winner. Here we go. Quick answers, guys. Go with your gut. Sean writes, I feel like I'm a 10 and my girlfriend is a 6. Oh. Should I break up with her and find someone more up to my standard? Oh. Yes or no?
Sounds like his personality is a 0. Yeah. So
I'm going to say yes, she should break up with
him. Yes.
Agreed.
Yeah, you wanker. Kiralee writes, my flatmate doesn't buy any goodies for her cupboards because she wants to be healthy, but then has midnight snacks from my goodie cupboard. Should I confront her? Yes or no?
No, just you've got to keep your snacks in your bedroom, which is gross.
I've got a deep fryer next to the bedside table now.
Melinda has a problem. My 17-year-old son just broke up with his girlfriend, who I was friendly with. Is it okay for me to keep in touch with her, yes or no?
I don't think she wants to be friends with you. She's all like, oh, creepy. Mrs. Patterson keeps texting me,
Yeah, what if it was Mr. Patterson? That'd be worse, though, wouldn't it?
Yeah, much.
All right. Jack has written, my wife refused to take my surname despite promising me she would be before we got married. Should she stick to her word, yes or no?
I want to ask Jack, what has he not delivered into the bargain?
Did you take your husband's surname?
No. I would be called Claire Hooper Duffin. And then we could have opened like a little breakfast cart and it could have been called Hooper Duffin Soup or Muffins.
Guys, it is time. Our great mate, Jackie Lambie, has just been on 3 dates with 3 eligible bachelors. There was Scrabble, wine tasting and yoga. They're about to walk out here and she is going to pick one. Can we welcome them back to the stage? Yeah. Everyone, come on. Jackie, welcome back.
Thank you.
Mitch, Matt and Tim enter. They've all got a package. Which package will she choose? It looked like fun. We hadn't have any audio, but we saw what looked like 3 fun dates. Were the dates fun, Jackie?
Oh, absolutely. And they lasted longer than 30 seconds, mate. It's been a good day.
You've got to pick one. Is it Mitch, Matt or Tim? Whose package do you want to open up? Who is it?
Why can I only pick one?
Oh, come on. We're not doing any honey badger bullshit. You've got to pick one. Who are you going to pick? Here we go. Moment of truth. Who is it?
Well, I think we'll go back to the wine.
Oh, so it's the first one. It is Mitch.
Mitch.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.